Bez Hashem's book begin Perek Shlish, the third chapter in the Rambam's Hilchos Chametz Matzah, the laws of the unleavened and leavened bread in Zemanim, in the Sefer of Designated Times, which we continue the theme of the previous parakim discussing the prohibitions of Chametz. When this parak specifically talk about the order of the Bedika for the Chametz and the beer of the Chametz, of the getting rid of the Chametz. The Rambam gives halacha regarding this halacha that we speak about regarding checking for the Chametz. So, kishabaydik adam, when a person does check, as we spoke about in the previous parak, umechapes, and he seeks b'leilei arba asa, in the night of the 14th of Nisan, on Erev Pesach, on the evening before, moitzi es hachametz, so he takes out the chametz, min hachorim, from the cracks, min hamachabayis, from the hidden place, min hazavis, from the corners, umechapes hakol, he gathers it all together, minich mok mechad, he puts it into one place, atchila shor shishas b'yayim umevaru, until the beginning of the sixth hour of the next day on Erev Pesach, emavar, and he gets rid of it then. Now, v'mratz levar b'leila arba asa, if he wants to get rid of it already by the night of the 14th of Nisan, emavar, he could get rid of it then too. Halacha beis, hachomet shemeniach b'leila arba asa. Now, the chomet that he leaves over on the night of the 14th, after he does the bedika, k'dei sheyoichel mimenu l'machar, because he wants to eat chomet the next morning for breakfast, ad arba shas, so up until 4 hours into the day, which is, it's permitted, she'eim enichem mefuz mefored b'chol makim, shouldn't leave it scattered and separated in just all over the place. Rather, he keeps it hidden in a vessel, as obviously do in a known corner. And should be careful regarding it, because shemlein is a boy. Because if he's not careful, he finds that some of the chametz pieces left over are missing. He has to go search after it for libdik pamaches, and then check over another time. Maybe the mice dragged it away, and therefore be careful when you're putting it away. Halacha gimel: cholar ba'asalis b'shabbos. If the 14th of Nisan, Erev Pesach, is on Shabbos, so then you can't do the bedika on Shabbos. So beitkin is a chametz b'leilei erev Shabbos. Then you're going to check on the evening of Friday, meaning a Thursday night, which is shehu leil shleish asar, which is the night of the 13th, not the night of the 14th. And then menich ben chametz, then you leave from the chametz kedei lechem imenu to eat from it at arba shoyis b'yom haShabbos, up until 4 hours into the Shabbos day, which is erev Pesach, to eat your Shabbos suda. Then before you can have chametz up until 4 hours into the day. Like we said, you should put away in a discreet area. Bashar, and the rest, mevare malifnei Shabbos. Actually, the rest you should get rid of from before Shabbos on Friday, which is the 13th of Nisan. Now, the nishim and the chametz b'yem Shabbos achar arba Shabbos. What happens if, let's say, you have leftovers from the Shabbos morning suda after 4 hours into the day? Mevatloi. So you can't do beer chametz. You can't burn, as it often does. You nullify it. V'kevel of kli, and you take a vessel and you cover it over, so that no one should eat from it, because it's already forbidden, ad matzayam tabrish, until after the end of the first days, umavare, and then you do the beer, and then you get rid of the chametz, then when you can, after Sunday, which is the first day, or Monday, if it's 1 or 2 days of Sukkot, and then afterwards you do the beer chametz. Halacha dal. Now, hoyle kikogetz chabesh al truma. Let's say someone had many loaves of truma. But tzarech l'sarif erev Shabbos. Now he has these loaves of chametz, what's he going to do? Okay, he has to burn it. So he has to burn it erev Shabbos, because He can't do it Erev Pesach, because Erev Pesach is Shabbos. So lo ya'arav ha'ta'ir matmei v'yisrav. In that situation, you should not mix together the pure ones with the impure ones and burn it, so that you don't make the tar ones tamei, because the Torah prescribes and forbids to make the tahar truma tamei, because, and it's not even the time yet where it's prohibited, because the time when it's prohibited is Shabbos, and you can't do the beer chametz, you're doing it the day before. So make sure that you don't make it together. Ela serve tamela atzma, rather burn the tummy ones by itself, utar latzma, the tar ones by itself, and the tlui latzma, the suspended ones, ones we're not sure if it's tar or tummy, which it could be problematic either way. Either the tummy, if it's tummy, it'll be problematic with the tar ones, if it's tar, it'll be problematic with the tummy ones. So you burn each three of these categories separately. And then the manich ben tahir, you leave over from the tar loaves of truma, kedei lechel to eat the next day, adar b'shoyz b'yam Shabbos b'bad, only that you leave over up until the 4 hours of the day of Shabbos. Halacha, hey, Misha Shachach, if someone forgot, or deliberately, and he did not do the bedika on the night before Pesach. So, so do it Erev Pesach in the morning on the 14th. He didn't check in the morning. Then he checks during the time of the sixth hour, which is the time of burning the chametz. If he didn't check at the time of the beer chametz, then he checks within the yomtiv. Let's say the whole Pesach passed and he didn't do bedikas chametz. Then he does the bedikah after the yomtiv. Why then? It's already after Pesach. So that he should be able to burn and to get rid of what he finds. When the chametz that passed over the whole Pesach, Nishu Asabanoya. Because halacha is that Chametz of Pesach, as we said in the first parak, is forbidden to have benefit from it. So you have to find that so that you don't have benefit from it. Now, when you do the bedikah of the chametz on the night of the 14th, on the day of the 14th, even during the Yom Tov Pesach, before you start checking, Baruch Ata Hashem, blessed be Hashem, Lekein Melech Olam, our God, King of the world, Asher Kedushanu B'mitzvei, that He sanctified us with His commandments, V'tzivon Abir Chametz, and He commanded us on getting rid of the chametz. And then he checks and he seeks out all the places that they bring in chametz, Kemeshman, like we explained. But when Bodik L'achar Regel, he's doing the bedikah after Yom Tov, in Mavach, then he does not make a bracha because there's no obligation of getting rid of the chametz now, even rabbinically. It's just that it's forbidden to have anah. So therefore, you have to check to get rid of it so that you don't have anah. But since there's no obligation to actually do the beer, you don't make a bracha al beer chametz if it's after Pesach that you're checking for it. Halacha Zayin regarding the nullification of the chametz, the bittel. So Ushagerman Livdik, when you finish doing the bedika for the checking, in Badik B'Leil Arba Aser, if you checked on the night of the 14th, Oy B'Yem Arba Aser, or in the day of the 14th, Koydim Shei Shoyz, before 6 hours into the day, so then Tzarech Levatal Kachamet Shanishim Rishusa, he has to nullify all the chametz that remains in his domain, the Einu Re'eyu that he doesn't see, because if he does see, he has to actually go ahead and burn it. But if he doesn't see it, and then he makes a bittel, a nullification. Yeah, and he says like this: any chametz that is in my domain, chaladis of that I didn't see it. Had a bottle, it's nullified. Had a kafar, it's like earth. But if he only ended up doing the bedika from the 6th hour of Erev Pesach and later than that, which we said you'll do the bedika even during the Yom Tov, then any chalavatel, then he cannot do a nullification. Shadei any b'shusik, it's not in his possession anymore. Shekvar nesabanoya, it's already forbidden to have benefit, so it's like not his. So you can't do bittel. It's not like yours to nullify it, and therefore that's not going to be effective. Halacha ches. Lefikir, therefore, im loy bittel koyim shesh, if he did not do a nullification before the 6th hour, u'mishesh ho'es l'malam motzah chametz, so let's say he did a bediko or whatever, he happened to find a piece of chametz from 6 hours in the day of Erev Pesach and later than that. Matzah chametz re'dai to love, he finds chametz that he had intention on that piece. V'yibaliba, and it was in his heart, it's just u'shkocha b'shasabir, b'libira, he just forgot during the time of when you're supposed to burn it and he didn't burn it. And now here it is, after the time of when it is Issa Chametz, he's going to violate the Issa of not, it should not be seen, should not be found by you, Chametz, because he didn't burn it, and he didn't nullify it. And not to nullify, it's not going to be effective at all. It's not in his domain. At the same time, the Pasuk makes it as if it is in his domain, it's like the worst of both, to hold him liable that no chametz should be seen or found, which is only when it's your own chametz. It's, in that, it's like yours. But to do bittel, it's like it's not yours because it's already asur tabana. So you can't do bittel, and now you have to get rid of it. You have to burn it whenever you it is that you find it. Now, if you find it in Yom Tov, but you cannot do beer chametz then, then you turn the vessel over, like a bowl over the chametz until the evening, and then after that Yom Tov, then you burn it. But if it belongs to Hektish, this chametz, in the tzarech lichvas l'avkli, you don't have to cover it over the vessel, shakol parshim, because everyone anyways stays away from it because of its sanctity, then you won't have to cover it, no one's going to come to eat it anyway. Lachates, now mishiyotzim ibeisai, if someone left his house, koid mishas abir, before the time of when the people doing the burning chametz early in the morning on Erev Pesach, and he was leaving lasis mitzah to do a mitzah, ilecha sudas mitzah, to eat from a sudas mitzah, a festive meal that's a mitzah, and sudas eris and nisuin, the meal that comes with the engagement or with the marriage. Beniskish is the chametz, but they wait, and then he remembers, oi, he has chametz in his house, and he has the time of beer chametz is coming up. Now, im yachalavz levar, if he could go back and burn it, v'lavz l'mitzvahs, and then go back to the mitzvah that he's going to do, so yes, he should go back, because since you could do both of them, and the mitzvah bir chametz comes before the other mitzvahs, because the mitzvah bir chametz is today is the time you're supposed to do it, so then you go back. V'mlav, if not, if you're going to go back and be involved in burning the chametz, you're not going to have time to do the other mitzvah that you were going to, then you have to believe it. Then nullify it in your heart, that you, it's like dust and earth to you. Let's say Yotzel Hatzel Miyada guys. Let's say someone had left the house because he went to save people from robbers and murderers, or Mina Anar from an overflowing river, or Mina Lika from a fire, Mina Pelz, or a building that collapsed. Then you've had to believe it, but then he should nullify in his heart, and that's enough. And shouldn't try, like, he has saving people's lives is more important. Now, Yotzel Tzarech Atzel, but let's say he left for his own personal needs. Then this Kishish the Chametz would take place. He recalls that he has Chametz in his house. Then he has to go back right away because no excuse, not for a mitzvah. And it's time for Bir Chametz coming up. Now, but Kam Huchazer, until how much Chametz does it have to be that he has to go back for? So, Ab Kibay, it's up until the size of an egg. Hayapachas megabeya, but less than the amount of a size of an egg, that's not so significant. And mevat believer b'daya, you can nullify this hard, and that's enough. Halach yud. Mishay niach isim megulgeles b'teich beisa b'yatzim. Someone left a dough that was rolled, and it's rising. And left in his house, and he had left. Now, v'nizkach, he recalls, after he left, now, the problem is, v'yishlif ne'rabah, he's already sitting in front of his teacher, and because of the awe of the honor of his teacher, he can't just get up and go and bake it to prevent it from becoming chametz. Now, v'hayyarish, he's afraid it might ferment before he comes back, and it's going to become chametz. So, harizim avat b'liba k'edim v'tachmetz. What he does is, he nullifies in his heart before it becomes fermented, and then, it's not his problem. But if already fermented, in a bit of klum, because he was talking about it was on chol moed that he was making this dough, where it's not in his chametz, not in his possession to nullify. So it's already chametz. Nullification is not going to be effective at all. Ela rather kvar ova al layiro v'leimatzer. Rather, he already violated the iser of the shnapi seen, shnapi found by your chametz. V'chayv levar miyad kishachz lebeis, and then he has to get rid of it. He has to burn it right away when he comes back home. Halachi Rav continues with this halacha of bir chametz, of burning, of getting rid of the chametz. So, ketzad bir chametz. How do you do bir chametz? How do you get rid of the chametz? So, either sarfi, you burn it, classic way. Or you crumble it and you throw it to the wind. Or you throw it into the sea, to the ocean. Now, v'mhoya chametz kash, but if the chametz was hard chametz, and the sea is not going to cut it up so quickly, so it's going to be, you're going to have like this piece of chametz there. So, harizim afarre. First, you should crumble it, and then you throw it into the sea. Now, chametz shenafel ma'apelis, if you have chametz that a building or whatever, a wall, whatever it is, collapsed on it, the nimtzel of offer shleishah tavacham, now you have earth, three hand breaths over this piece of chametz, or you're so more than that, how do you claim it for? It's like you got rid of it, because it's totally under this pile, but tzarech levatam libay, and he has to nullify in his heart, im adayin lo nechnas l'shal shishas, if it's not yet into the sixth hour, where then he could go ahead and do bittel, so then he has to do bittel then, where it's still in his possession, at least, to be able to do bittel. Now, the son of the goy couldn't show shishas. If he gives it to a Gentile before the sixth hour, in the circle of fire, it doesn't have to do beer because it's not his anymore. The misarafa couldn't show shishas. If he burnt before the sixth hour, he's a mutal hanis, but b'chametz shalim b'teich pesach. He's allowed to have benefit from those coals within Pesach because he already did beer, already nullified it before Pesach. Avim misarafa misho shishas l'mal. But if he burnt it from the sixth hour and later, so he'll be asav hanah since it already became asav hanah. Because he had not done the beer before the time of when it becomes aser, he's a layasik b'tan of a kram. Now over Pesach, he's not allowed to use those ashes to fuel the oven and the range. Below yefa boy, believe actually cannot bake with it, he cannot cook with it. Then bishlo often, if he did cook or bake with it, oisa pas, oisa tapshul, that bread or that cooked dish also benefits. We're going to have benefit from it because it's all deriving from this iser hana of this chametz. V'chena pachametz shlo iser hana. So to the coals. Are forbidden hana, held a sofer achash and esbana. Since he burnt it only after it was already forbidden to have benefit, if he burnt it before, then it became asbana, because it was already burnt. It wasn't chametz, he already did beer. But if it was aser, and then he burns it, so even now whatever's left, the ashes, they're also going to be aser, the hana.